penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
RVP.
Thanks for the signal report. B3CCI.
Yeah, the name here is Mike. I'm in Fenton. Where are you located?
I'm located in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Wow, fantastic. I don't know which repeater you're going into. We've got a few linked together here. I'm in Fenton. We've got one in Saginaw, Lansing. I think the Lapeer is down right now. But, yeah, that's fantastic. Don't get a whole lot of international calls here.
Yeah. I'm on the 147200 machine.
Yeah, it's working great for you. Been kind of cool here still in Michigan. We're hoping to get some summer weather and have it stay for a while. We had 70 degrees and then right back down to the 40s again. Amazing. From one day to the next, you can get a 25 degree drop.
Yeah, I hear you. The weather's been going nuts, just changing every so often. But for radio and antenna, I'm using a FDM 300B Yaesu dual band, and I'm using a Comet GP15 antenna on top of a 30-foot tower.
Doing a fantastic job for you. I'm just on an HT in the house. The repeater's only about a mile away, so I can get into it real easy. We've also got some remote receivers set up. So handheld works pretty good. I've got a base station down in the basement in my office. I've got a tri-band 2-meter 440 and 220 antenna on the tower about 35 feet. When I need to get out a little bit farther, definitely makes a difference.
Oh, okay. Very good. B3CCI. And what receive are you going to? 441?
I'm going through the 14678 repeater in Fenton, Michigan.
Okay. B3CCI.
Yeah, KB8R. Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa. I start work at 7 a.m. I get to work from home these days. Been working at home for especially in the wintertime when the roads are icy, cold out, I can just stay right here at home. I do have an office in Flint, Michigan, about 20 miles away, 20 minutes away, that I can go into. I think I went into the office 6 months last year. So it's nice to have that option, too. If our internet's out, if we have storms come through and we have a power outage, I can just go into the office. I do IT support for a pharmacy company. So we've got three pharmacies in the office, and we've got a guy that lives about 10 minutes away that takes care of the office issues. If he's on vacation, if they're having any issues in the office, my boss will get a hold of me and ask me to go in and work in the office for the day. Nice to have that option. Okay, again, the name here is Mike. Hope you have a good day. Nice hearing you out there. 73 KB8RVT. I'll be clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
W8FU, KVNSWR.
W8FU.
W8FU, KVNSWR.
Morning, Jeff. What's up?
I see you got the other remote receiver online, huh?
I was just on the phone with Wally. He told me that. I don't know how that happened. I'm thinking Fred must have been there bouncing around. But, yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm standing, you know, I'm about 30 feet from the receiver, and it's clearly not receiving me. So I don't think it's actually active. I don't know what happened there, how that propagated. I did work on it yesterday. I got it all hooked up. That's GPS hooked up, all that stuff. But, I didn't do anything towards you showing up in the voter, on the voter screen.
Very configured. And it may be hearing you. Can you see the lights on the receiver? It probably that it's not. It's not that it's not hearing you. It's that it's the GPS might not have a signal. But it does say that it's a voting station, so it's not in the light blue that indicates the mixed mode station. So it might just be a timing issue on the GPS yet.
Yeah, no, the receiver is seeing me and hearing me. I can even see the lights on the RTCM indicating that it's hearing me, but it's not indicating anything on the both on the dashboard. So right now the receiver is hearing me. I can hear myself on the receiver. And you know, but yet there's no activity on the RSSI bar for that receiver. So somehow the entry got created, to add it to the list there, but it's not functional yet. not done with it. I've got work to do on this phone. I've got audio levels with that and some other stuff. So.
That's what I'm saying. It's a timing issue on the GPS. So the GPS is not configuration in the RTCM not set up quite right for the GPS, but it is listing as a voting receiver, and it's hearing you. It's working. It's just not populating back across to be voted. Probably, like I said, because of the GPS timing. So just FYI.
Oh yeah, I understand completely why it's not voting. He says there's no GPS installed at the main site, and I just got one hooked up to this Richmond receiver, is all. But I'm just surprised I'm not seeing the RSSI level. You know, I understand why it's not voting, but why aren't I seeing the RSSI level?
GPS at the main site, it probably will never show you anything. It doesn't show you anything because it's not in the voting queue. Yes, it's connected and it's all there and you see it on the page, but it's not in the queue to be voted. So that's why, even though you're making it, it's not going to show you anything on the RSSI.
Well, it's far from complete. It's still a work in progress, so I don't even know why I'm wasting a lot of time on this. You know, he must have done something to just pop it on the screen. Maybe made an entry in the voter config file. I was looking that over yesterday, trying to, you know, take in the whole RTCM concept. So maybe he just created the entry.
Well, we programmed the RTCM and everything, so, yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same for Richmond when you plug it in. It's going to pop up on there once it's connected to the voter. But again, neither one will vote because the main is set to be a voter and not mix mode, so, it's working, it's seeing you, it's just the GPS timing. It needs to know what time the audio packet was sent from both places to be able to vote it, if you will. It's never going to show up on the RSSI on the screen unless that happens.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is I'm not worried about it. I've got a lot of work to do on it. I was just surprised. Wally called me and he said, hey, he goes, see, you got Richmond online. And I'm like, what? So I brought up the voter board and I see that there is an entry for it. I'm like, it's not online, but there's definitely something happened. So whatever, I'll talk to Fred later. He must have been in there tinkering, just added an entry for it. That's the reason why it's showing up. Because, I mean, honestly, I've got Warren online too. The same way, it's plugged into the house 44 router, and you know, just the same. So it could just as easily be showing up here. So this is just preliminary work, is all.
They couldn't figure it quite right. Go up the county building, throw a GPS on there, and put it in the window. Come on, Sean. What are you waiting for? Hurry up. Let's go do it.
I still got to figure out if the one I wired yesterday is working correctly. It's just, you know, work, real work keeps getting in the way of this stuff.
Plug it into that RTCM and see if it works.
And it is plugged into the RTCM. So this is where I've been since 2 o'clock yesterday. How do I know it's working? How do I know that it's being seen?
RTCM?
I didn't catch what you just said. All I caught was RTCM.
up yesterday, the one you're wondering about, is that one plugged into the Richmond RTCM?
Yeah, yes it is.
And you have the light, the GPS light is functioning?
No, but I don't believe I have acquired a signal because I'm buried inside the building here. So, you know, it doesn't have a light unless it's boxed. And I haven't got into the thing to just look at it just to see if it sees it, you know, with no satellites or something, you know. But, again, I got to learn about RTCM. I got to learn what do they show you when one's hooked up. I mean, I could drag the whole thing to a window, but you don't realize how difficult that is. It's just not an easy thing to do, you know, just to get a lock. So I just want to know if it's hooked up, powered up, and being seen. It's not going to lock, and therefore it's not going to light the light.
All right. Good luck. Came over here.
Yeah, I'm looking. Hold on. Okay.
And you're not holding them.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Greg, or where are you about located?
Yep, both of us in the Grand Blanc area. She was an extra back in the day in 1980. And I couldn't get that call sign, but I was able to get her general call sign. So, yep, in the Burton area here, just working off the Flint repeater.
The Flint repeater, I got you in a Mount Clemens repeater. According to my screen here, it's 147.2 out of Mount Clemens. Okay, I have some friends up there in Grand Blanc. The Michikowskis are right down the main road. I think it's a Clarkson Road that they're on, or is it? It's been a while since I've been up there, so I forget now. But anyway, oh, very good. You say you just got your general general rating, Greg?
No, I'm just a technician, but I got my mother's general license. So, yeah, I just got my license here a couple weeks ago, end of March. So just learning the new hobby for sure.
Did you get any of the equipment that your mother was using? What equipment do you have there, Greg?
No, I did not save or keep around, whatever you want to say, her equipment. But when my father passed, the family decided to part with it. And so I'm starting all over. But I've got an FT-991A Yaesu.
991A is a great radio. It's they call it a shack in a box because it has all the bands most of the bands that we use for HF and VHF, UHF. It's a good radio. Have an outside antenna that you have outside, or are you working on an inside antenna?
I've got a Diamond X50, which is UHF, VHF antenna. I don't have a HF antenna yet. I'm still looking around to see what I'm going to do with that yet. Obviously, I can only talk in 10 meter and I think 6 meter, but I haven't figured out the antenna situation on that side of things. I'm actually trying to figure out the fusion part here on this radio. I was actually reaching out to John here, one of my VEs, to see if he might be able to help me with the hot spots and various things that you need to get on the fusion side. So I'm still learning that side of, you know, the digital side.
Well, there's a lot you can do with your tech license for sure. And if you have the right equipment and the right modes, it'll open up the world to you. And yes, fusion will get you into all over the world. And also, may I suggest that you get into the FCC website and you want to download your official copy of your license from the FCC website. And there's an unofficial copy as well. And it reads like a big watermark going diagonally across your license. You'll see them both there. But you want the official copy, and you'll have to give your credentials and identify yourself. If you just got your license, hopefully you'll have that available. And you save it in your computer so that when you apply to Echolink, have you applied for Echolink yet? Let me ask you.
I have not, but I have actually just figured out, I just got the vanity call sign yesterday, and I've been kind of waiting until I got that call sign before I started the process of, you know, going into Echolink
QRZ and all that stuff, so I get the correct call sign in there. But I have not went that far yet, but I do have both my licenses, the unofficial and the official, downloaded on my computer. Back to you, WDAKLL.
Good, WDAKLL. This is AD8FK. And, well, I'm just trying to be helpful for you, get you on a running start, and it sounds like you're making great progress. Now that you got your call sign that you want, you can get on Echolink website or app and give them the information, apply it, and when they ask for your official license, you can download it and give it to them, and it won't take long for them to authorize it. The reason that Echolink is really important, it's because it'll get you in all over the world through Echolink. And you don't need a radio for it, really. All you need is your smartphone or computer. And they'll get you into most repeaters all over the world. So, and with C4FM or Fusion, there'll be another way. So we always have plan B, plan C, plan C, plan D, you know. have the different modes available, and that's what amateur radio is all about. Greg?
Yep, Leonard, I appreciate the info for sure. I'm all ears, and I'm like a sponge right now trying to get the various things, you know, that's available to me out there. Get them set up on my radio. I was able to find a Fusion station here and programmed it into my radio, but I'm not sure why I'm not being heard yet. So I don't know if there's a setting there that I need to do. It was kind of a wobbly sound. I could hear people talking on Fusion. I think it was 145.340 was the Fusion station here locally in Flint. But I'm just trying to figure that out. If it's just a program issue, then I need to set that up to be able to communicate on, or do I need a hotspot to finalize it? Or I'm not sure. Back to you.
I have gotten on Fusion, accidentally and on purpose, but I'm not the best one to really coach you on the digital modes. I also have DMR and so forth, and I've used those, and I have a hotspot. But Fusion is probably the easiest one, I'm told, to use. In fact, I happened to stumble on a repeater here. Last year, I was programming this Yaesu radio handheld, and I heard this guy come in talking, and so I came back to him with my call sign, and come to find out, the reason I came to him because of his call sign. It was from Italy. He was in Rome, Italy. And we talked for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or something like that, chatting. And so, yes, it is worth pursuing if you can get that 991A Fusion set up there, either directly through the internet or through a repeater that gets into the internet. You'll be well on your way. A little bit of searching on the internet, or if you have a club up that way, it'd be great too. I know. There's a couple Fusion repeaters in this area. I know GM, the GM Amateur Radio Club has a Fusion repeater, and I don't know, I really can't help you too much on that one, but if you just look up the General Motors Amateur Radio Club, I'm sure they'll have some information there for you. Or Yaesu. So there's a lot of ways of going about it. Just let your imagination help you out there, how to search for it. And there's a lot of 991 is a great radio, and there's a lot of people that are using it. So you just get on YouTube, and they'll tell you a lot of instructions there as well. So, well, good to hear you out there. I could sort of tell you might be a little bit new, and that's why I thought I'd come back to you there, Greg. And it had me a little confused about the call sign, but you clarified that, so very good. Well, it's going to carry on your mother's legacy. I don't know how much she was involved with the radio back then, and I don't know if you were around when she was or not. So I'll send it back to you there, Greg. WD8KLL, this is AD8FK.
KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, go ahead, K4, I believe it was ZYQ.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Len. This is KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. What you want to check on the settings in the 991A, you could be hearing somebody on C4, but if you don't have your transmit setting on the function buttons for digital, you could be trying to be transmitting in FM instead of digital. Most Yaesus, even the one I'm talking on now, 7250, has a setting for transmit. If you decide to put it on AMS, automatic mode setting, if somebody keys up an FM and you're on digital, it'll change your radio to FM. It'll automatically receive or transmit, or receive rather, in FM. So you want to put it on whatever setting you need it on. You need it on digital, you leave it on digital, that particular memory bank in C4 FM if you're going to program it. Over to you, Greg.
Oh, okay, Joe. Yeah, I appreciate the info there. I'll look at that on my settings. Your voice sounds familiar. Are you a friend of Jack's over on the GMRS side? That's kind of where I started back in December, and I figured out within 2 months I wanted to get my AM ticket, so I studied, and I think we both, if you know Jack, got him within a week or two apart. But back to you.
Yeah, I am familiar with Jack because I'm WIWY979. You've heard that voice before. But I'll throw it over to Len. I won't leave him out in the cold. He might fall asleep there. Go ahead, Len.
I just stepped in there, Joe. And by the way, Greg, Joe is a Yaesu connoisseur. He has more than one, and he has a 991A, so there's nobody any better qualified to help you. And knows the radio as well as Joe does. So I'm gonna say 73K right now, and I do have you made note of the call sign here, Greg. And so I'm gonna let you and Joe work it out here. And if you have any questions, Joe more than able to help you out. Thank you, Greg. WD8KLL. I think you'll like that call sign. I do already. 73 for now from AD8FK.
WA.
Okay, Leonard. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, and I appreciate you coming back and providing a little bit of information for me. Greatly appreciated, for sure. Joe. I will check those settings. One quick question for you, though, is as far as a hotspot, if I wanted to do, other modes of digital, I was looking at adding a hotspot. And is there any unit that you would recommend over? I know there's a lot of new technology out there, but just wondering if you had any recommendations on a hotspot.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Well, first of all, I don't have one, never had one, so I can't be authority on that or even give you any information on that. But it sounds like your microphone, your modulated volume is kind of low. I don't know how close you are to the mic. You don't have to eat the mic, but you need to be, oh, maybe about a, if you got a hand mic, if you got the original hand mic for that radio, you got to be like I am on mine right now. I'm about an inch, maybe an inch away or so from the mic and talking across the top or across the front of the mic rather than directly into it. That eliminates breath noises. But your modulated volume is kind of low. It's kind of like this right now. I don't know if you can hear me now. Or you can hear me now in a different way, a little close up there. Back to you.
Great.
I just turned it up to 60 there. Kind of. All right, now I'm talking kind of the sideways here. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's clear. That's clear by all means. You don't have to be real quiet. You're doing good. It's, you just got it where you sound like you're not holding it about a foot away, the microphone. You got a breaker out there. I think he's a licensed ham. Go ahead and take it and pass it back over to Greg. This is KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe. It's Wally, NAKPP. I'm just here for a quick second. I heard your comment on the hotspot. You want the absolute best one that will go digital, analog, interface with your phone, the whole ball of wax, depending on your budget, but this is considered the top dog. It's called the Clear Node. You can Google it. It's, I think Node Ventures is their website. They're very proud of it financially, but it is the best. It's the best of the best. And there's all sorts of other ones out there. AllScan.info is another website. They're probably the second best. But depending on your budget, I think the ClearNode one is like $300-$400. But that's the one that all the cool kids have that have a good budget. And you can go down from there, and of course you start losing features. But that's all I had to say about that. So anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Greg. My name is Wally, NAKPP. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Roger that, Wally. I appreciate the info there too as well. But yeah, that's a little bit too much for me right now after putting out the money for the radio, and I still haven't got an HF antenna yet, so I'm still playing around with a lot of stuff and just investigating, but I will definitely look at those, and YouTube has been my friend for learning stuff, so I'll see how that how those work and so forth, but greatly appreciate it, Wally, for sure.
Okay, thanks. Okay, all right, Joe, go ahead, NAKPP. Talk to you guys later. Sean's giving me a bunch of guff about staying break.
Oh, I got chewed out the other day about that. I was in my mobile listening to a couple guys, and I just wanted to see if I was getting out, and I said that, and they said, hey, this is not CB out here. This is ham radio. We don't use break.
Yeah, I know. Sean sent me a text. He goes, breaker? Question mark. Kind of funny. All right, I gotta go. I gotta get a cup of coffee and get moving here. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'll talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Joe. NAKPP.
I will say, break is still very appropriate in amateur radio, but it has a very specific meaning. When you say break, you have an emergency. Stop. Give that person the frequency. Don't carry on. And say, I'll get to you, or anything like that. If somebody says break, you're supposed to stop and give it to them. You know, it's just not used for a casual, can I get into the conversation? I think that's the point. Anyhow, have fun, guys. W8FU.
Yeah, KE4CYQ. Sean, thanks for jumping in there. Yeah, usually your call sign, or once in a while during a roundtable or something, I'll say comment. If people are keying up too fast, that's another thing to remember. Lead pauses so somebody can get in with their call sign for a comment or interject something in a conversation or a round table. But especially with a net, you got to give your call sign and they recognize you, kind of give you the floor, as they say. But thanks, Sean. Good morning, Sean. And I got to cut away here, Greg, and You guys take care. Have a good day, and good luck. Yeah, YouTube's a definitely the best library there to look up things, but check out your settings for C4. You might not be transmitting in C4, but listening in C4. And I rarely use the automatic mode setting because somebody could key up their radio and change it back to C4, and your radio's back to AFM, rather, and it's not in C4 when you go to transmit, so you got to be careful. Automatic mode setting picks up on what setting your radio's on or should be on, and it'll be on that one next time you talk. So, 7-3 from KE4ZYQ. Over to you, Greg.
All right. Well, Sean, I appreciate the info as well. We haven't spoken, but if you're still listening, I want to thank you for the TMRS side. I know you do a lot over there, and that's kind of been a breeding ground for me. I don't know if you heard my conversation, but I've been a friend of Jack's. He kind of helped me along with the equipment over there. And anywho, I just wanted to say hello and introduce myself to you. Thanks again for, I guess, the breeding ground to get over here on this side. And Joe, very nice talking with you. We'll talk again for sure, and I'll check those settings. So with that, WD8KLL, I'll be clear on your guys' final.
Let's see if Wally has it.
He does. Welcome to the other side, and Greg, well, I'm sure we'll chat, and everybody have a great day.
And HKBB.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
CBT. Okay, I want to clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8YHK testing echo link connection.
This is Y and U.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
N7MN.